I'm Kurt Benrud, and this is a review of Theater in the Park's Glorious, written by Dustin K. Britt. The audio-described performance of this play will be on Friday, August 4th at 7:30 p.m. Dustin Britt titles this, Theater in the Park's Glorious gets lots of laughs, but suffers from a mediocre script and arrhythmic direction. There are two ways to get noticed on the internet. Option one, be very, very good at something. Option two, be very, very bad at something. William Hung's 2004 American Idol audition garnered 6 million YouTube views thanks to option two. His off-key rendition of Ricky Martin's She Bangs is infamous for being unashamedly abysmal, a train wreck from which we cannot look away. Are we ridiculing a failure or cheering an underdog? During World War II, flamboyant New York socialite and amateur singer Florence Foster Jenkins gained a cult of followers, including composer Cole Porter, operatic tenor Enrico Caruso, and English conductor Sir Thomas Beecham. But Jenkins was a terrible singer, a technically incompetent vocalist who seemed either oblivious or indifferent to her inability to acquire proper intonation, phrasing, rhythm, or even basic pitch. So why was she so loved? In November 2005, under the direction of Alan Strachan, British playwright Peter Quilter's comedy, Glorious, The True Story of Florence Foster Jenkins, the Worst Singer in the World, now playing at Theater in the Park in Raleigh, North Carolina, sought to answer this question. The two-act play premiered in London's West End and received a Laurence Olivier Award nomination for Best New Comedy. 2005 was a big year for Ms. Jenkins and for Quilter. His play, End of the Rainbow, premiered at the Sydney Opera House just as Glorious hit the London stage. Stephen Temperley's play about Jenkins, Souvenir, a fantasia in the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, hit Broadway the same month. Plays about fading divas were not new. We witnessed the tragic final days of Maria Callas in Terence McNally's Master Class, Edith Piaf in Pam Jem's Piaf, and Judy Garland in Quilter's own End of the Rainbow. Stephen Frears' 2016 film Florence Foster Jenkins, starring Meryl Streep, would capture the same warm, life-affirming tone of the two Jenkins plays. On the page, Glorious is arguably a comedy, full of malapropisms, linguistic confusion, and Noel Coward-esque gay shade. But last Saturday night, Ira David Wood IV's production at Theater in the Park, while certainly comedic, did not keep tempo with the rhythms of Quilter's dialogue. Most of the production's laughs, and there were many, come from the definite jokes. Almost all of them were landed by crowd favorite Brian Westbrook in his superb turn as gay pianist Cosme McMoon. Westbrook located Quilter's built-in rests and ritardanandos, keeping the show on tempo as much as possible, with both comic timing and masterful piano playing, a lucky find indeed. Accomplished vocalist and actress Alison Lawrence is the obvious choice for this role. She made Florence's bad singing not only palatable but enjoyable, and I adored her fearlessness, the same thing I adore about Jenkins. She was bubbly and endearing, but many misfired line deliveries impeded the play's comedic flow. Ian Bowater charmed me as Jenkins' exuberant lover, St. Clair, but he seemed to transform into a different character during intermission. A tireless Judy Brown worked to keep the show's energy afloat and pull meandering scenes back on track as the Lily Tomlin-esque Dorothy. She plays the most ridiculous material with utmost sincerity, but director Ira Wood has given her too many gaps to successfully play at once. Alexandra Finazzo made much of her brief time on stage as Jenkins' Mexican cook, Maria. I wish Quilter gave us more of her. Kathy Norris was a perfectly villainous Mrs. Verinder Gedge, earning many a hiss from the audience. Vicki Olson's costumes were period appropriate and did not distract. Video projections by Jeremy Diamond helped add historical context and masked lengthy costume changes, but the use of crowd sound effects was inconsistent. Thomas Mooney's lighting was effectively emotive, but did not always integrate well with his multifunctional set. Stage manager Christine Scardino impressively called cues for a show that veered noticeably off script. Even with a mediocre script and arrhythmic direction, I wish the accomplished ensemble of actors had made the production really sing. But even with Brian Westwood's strong central performance, I felt the 2.5-hour show largely fell flat. Hopefully the group can find its rhythm by the second weekend. And once again, this is a review by Dustin K. Britt, written for the Triangle Review. And once again, the audio-described performance of Theater in the Park's Glorious will be on Friday, August 4th at 7:30 p.m.